Hey there, and welcome to the first episode of the Analytics Neat podcast. I'm your host, Bill Bruno. We're going to bring this weekly podcast to you to focus on some of the hard-hitting issues in the media, analytics, and tech industry. Hopefully, you'll come away from this with some quick action items, some strategic guidance, and some things to think about as a business as you approach this industry on a daily basis. So for the first topic today, we're going to focus on GDPR and some of the regulations and changes that vendors in the analytics space are starting to bring to the forefront for their customers. I'll lead this by probably the same way I'm going to lead every single podcast. I am not a lawyer. You should seek legal advice from those that have gotten a degree. I do play one on TV from time to time, and what we'll do here today is talk a little bit about what we're running into in the industry. Specifically, I want to focus on some communication that we received from Adobe to deliver to some of our clients. This came in late last week, and Adobe announced that on March 8th of 2018, they will begin deleting data older than 25 months from all of your analytics report suites. In some cases, that cutoff might be longer, but it really comes down to what your contract has to say. If we're looking at this as a 25-month cutoff, that means that anything older than February 8th of 2015 would be instantly removed from your analytics report suites beginning on March 8th. So what does this mean for you? Well, it probably means that you haven't begun to think about this or look at your contracts in the first place. I can't even think of the last time I had a client, you know, really dig into their analytics contracts outside of a renewal period. Nor have I had anyone really pay attention to what the data retention policies are, because frankly, they've never been enforced. You know, when you think about the amount of data that you're collecting as a business from an analytics perspective, it almost becomes a rite of passage or something to brag about in, with regards to how much data you have or how much historical information you have. And that historical information can be very valuable, particularly if you're doing any type of modeling or data science around attribution or, you know, customer retention, so on, lifetime value, so on and so forth. But what this is really bringing to the forefront here is how some of the analytics vendors themselves are trying to eliminate or reduce their liability when the GDPR rulings pass coming out of the EU later this year. So what does that mean? What do you need to focus on? Well, one, you need to probably do a cursory look at all of the different technology vendors that you're currently contracting with, either directly or through third parties like your media agencies, to gain a sense for what the terms and conditions are in those contracts, what the data retention policies are within those contracts, and how you're legally allowed to leverage that data for your day-to-day business. You'll also, obviously, as I mentioned before, want to leverage your internal or external legal counsels to start devising, if you haven't already, an approach for dealing with GDPR and what you're going to do as a business to be compliant if and when that becomes an issue. But back to the Adobe issue, or what we can generally refer to as an analytics vendor issue, whether it's Google, Adobe, IBM, or some other data set. Data retention is a major backbone to GDPR. How much data you have determines how liable you are if someone should raise their hand and say, I'd like you to eliminate any information that you have about me. So that becomes the big point of contention here. You know, if you're immediately losing data in 2 months' time, less than that now, you know, you have some decisions to make as an organization. One, do you need that data? If so, then obviously you need to build a plan of attack for bringing that historical information in-house outside of that rolling 24-month period. And two, you need to figure out how you're going to store it and structure it in a way to respond to some of the GDPR concerns that your clients are going to have. What this really brings to light, though, if you think about it, goes well beyond just data retention, and it really starts to get into the realm of data activation and your strategy as a business. We're quickly moving into a realm where the more data that you capture about a customer, the more liable you might be to privacy concerns and things like regulations like GDPR and so on and so forth. It's a double-edged sword, though, because without that information, you're not able to deliver the personalized experiences that customers in the marketplace today are demanding from you as a business. So when you think about data retention, you need to think about that in two ways. One, you know, what data is important to keep and for how long? And to do that, you'll need to have a discovery discussion internally with some of your different stakeholders, particularly if you have data scientists or third parties doing data modeling or attribution for your business. But two, you'll need to look at that and really ask yourself, what parts of these data sets from the variety of vendors or data pools or data lakes or data rivers that you might have really is essential for people to be able to do their daily jobs, to inform the business, and ultimately continue to take informed, educated actions to personalize the experience and try to move customers more quickly through the funnel in your business and generate revenue. It's always going to be a double-edged sword, but with regulations like the one coming down from Adobe, you can be sure that many other vendors will follow suit. It even starts to bring into question, you know, things like PII and what information you capture and where about customers, and how do you communicate with customers for those that do elect to opt out, what they're going to be missing out on or what you will be unable to provide them as a business should they choose to click that button. It's going to be an interesting time. I think this is just the tip of the iceberg as vendors and brands alike try to protect their assets, try to protect what they're doing as a business, and try to maintain and regulate the same amount of data that they're used to in a way that's compliant with the world. So, you know, happy hunting with this. I hope this was somewhat insightful as our first approach to bringing you a weekly podcast in a short format. There's obviously several questions that probably come to mind for you that we would be happy to answer. Feel free to reach out to me directly or communicate via the website for any additional questions, and we can put you in touch with any of our experts internally that can help you with that. Thank you so much for listening to the first episode. I hope it gets smoother as we move forward, as I'm sure you can imagine this has taken several takes to get this even remotely right. But I really appreciate you listening, and I look forward to bringing you some additional value each week on the Analytics Neat podcast. Thank you so much, and have a great rest of your day.